Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God, and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just hold and know.
I feel a breakthrough.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day.
The signs and wonders.
The signs and wonders.
Miracles
to perform.
God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
Just hold on.
Just hold on.
Come on, baby.
Just hold on. Change is coming.
Oh, I
feel it in the air.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles. God's gonna bless you. But just holding on.
Just hold on. Just hold on.
Yes, hold on, change is coming. A mighty move of God is on the way. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott welcoming you to the first Sunday program of Glory United Ministries. I am absolutely delighted today to greet you. Hallelujah, and say, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We look to the hills from which cometh our help. Amen, amen, amen. Blessings to all of you. We are so glad that you are listening to the program, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening to it from the archive. This is Glory United Ministries. This is our first Sunday program, and we call it Body, Mind, and Soul. And we'll get back to you very shortly. Let's hear Norman Hutchins continue to sing. A move of God is on the way, because you know what, friends? A move of God is definitely on the way.
The move of God,
the
move of God is on the way.
Come on, sing.
Just hold on.
Don't throw in the towel.
Change is coming.
Hang on, my friend.
Feel it in the air.
It's in the atmosphere.
In the atmosphere.
Oh, just
hold on. Change is coming.
I know that the move of God,
the move of God is on the way.
I know that the move of God,
the move of God is on the way.
Hold on.
name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name,
'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling your name, Lord, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I get tired, and sometimes I get weak. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Yeah, I'm praying this prayer right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now, Lord.
Well, sometimes I wake it hard, and sometimes I wake it up. That's why I'm calling
your name.
Yeah, 'cause I need you
right now, Lord.
Sing this song right now, 'cause I need you, Lord,
right now. In the palm of your hand, right now, Lord.
Sometimes I'm weak,
right now, Lord.
And sometimes I'm tired, Lord,
right now, Lord.
And I need you to rock me,
right now,
in the cradle of your own, Lord.
Yes, Lord, I need you right now. Have mercy. Have mercy, have mercy. This is the prayer that Timaeus called out when Jesus came by him. Have mercy. Have mercy on me, O Lord. And Jesus came over to him and said, now what will you have me do for you? And he said, Lord, give me my sight. And Jesus said to him, your faith has made you whole. Brothers and sisters, we stand before God. Let's summon ourselves and fill ourselves with prayer and faith. Lord, please remove from each of us our unbelief. Remove from us any skepticism, any doubt. Lord, we know the disciples doubted you at moments. We know that they lack the faith in moments, Lord, but, Lord, remove from us any unbelief. Because, Lord, we stand before you now in this moment needing prayer. Lord, fill us with the Holy Ghost. Lord, we send out a special prayer for our beloved sister, Ruby. Now, Lord, we ask in this moment that any and all demons of illness, demons of ill health, demons of disaster and despair, we ask, Lord, that you reach down with your hand and remove those from our sister Ruby. Lord, any challenges that she faces, Lord, it's now time to heal. It's time to give her that healing, Lord, which is yours. Lord, we ask that the authority which you have bestowed upon us to perform healings, we ask that your blessings and the power that parted the Red Seas, Lord, we ask that the power, Lord, that emanated forth from the burning bush, Lord, we ask that the power that held the sun in place while your Israelites crossed the desert, Lord, we call on that power now in the name of Jesus, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the power that lifted the damsel, the power that healed the child, the power that brought Lazarus out of the tomb, Lord, we call on you in Jesus' name to do this healing now. Bring this woman, your child, into the wholeness which has been promised her. Lord, she is your faithful servant. Restore her, Lord, in this moment. We call on that magnificent power. We call on all demons to disappear, demons of illness, demons of hate. We call on that for Ruby. We call on it for all who are listening. In this moment, Lord, set aside the obstacles. Set aside the hate. Set aside whatever it is that is interfering with her wellness. Lord, bring her cells to wholeness and health. Lord, fill her lungs with oxygen. Lord, uplift her. Hold her in your heart, Lord. These blessings we ask not only for our beloved sister Ruby, we ask these blessings for all who are in the sound of my voice, for all who think about this program, for all who love and treasure the teaching and preaching of our beloved evangelist, Patricia Bitterman. Lord, in this moment, I stand before you, I kneel before you, I prostrate myself, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, and I thank you. Have mercy, let every heart say amen. And Lord, we ask once again that if there are any obstacles, any demons, anything that is blocking our path, Lord, we ask that that be fully removed with the love of Jesus. And in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Amen. Yes, expect a miracle, sending out a prayer of love to our beloved sister Ruby and knowing that God is on the move. Expect a miracle. Hold yourself in the belief, and you know that your faith will make you whole. After this particular song by the Clark Sisters, Expect a Miracle, we will hear without introduction or interruption our beloved evangelist Patricia Benjamin.
Father, I like to say that God will make a way out of his way, because no way showed up to afflict you, but his way came to bless you. Ooh, I love the Lord, and I won't take it back because he's been so good to me. Yes, I expect a miracle every day. And guess what? Don't fool yourself. We receive a miracle every day. My grandmother used to pray, Lord, protect us through seen and unseen danger. There are unseen dangers that occur every day in our life, but the hand of God gives us the miracle, and the enemy is not able to destroy us. If you can't drive, most of us ride in a car. Don't you know how many times God blessed you to go to and fro and you're protected? You say, I'm going here, I'm going there. And don't you know God let you get to where you plan to go safe and unharmed? Oh, we thank God that he gives us a miracle every day. But there are specific miracles. I need God to heal my shoulder in the name of Jesus. Just like the man in the Bible in the book of Matthew, as I've read, that had the withered hand. The Lord spoke, and his withered hand became straight just like the other hand. He only had the one withered hand. But God spoke. Jesus spoke. And the withered hand was made whole. Well, our situation today, Jesus can speak. And when he speaks, we are made whole. Oh, bless his name. I thank God for Jesus, and I thank Jesus for the blood. Hold on, Sister Ruby. Don't give up. Help is on the way. God cares about our circumstance. God cares about the situation. I ask God to strengthen the bones in the name of Jesus. Strengthen the limbs in the name of Jesus. Oh, just begin to feel the strength of God coming in to your body right now as we say, can these bones live? Can these bones gain strength? Yes, they can, because through God, all things are possible. And without God, nothing is possible. Trust him. Believe him. Hold on. Don't give up. Help. Is on the way. I thank you, Jesus, for your strength right now. In the, I feel like I'm stirring a pot. Oh, God, and I'm bringing it up at the bottom and bringing it up to the top. Oh, my God, I feel like I'm stirring up the presence of the Holy Spirit. I feel like I'm stirring up that anointing that brings the healing about in the name of Jesus. I see Jesus. I see him pouring the oil into somebody's vessel, and they are becoming whole right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing. Thank you, Jesus, for making our bones to live in the valley of the dry bones. There seemed to have been no hope. The bones was dead in the valley of dry bones. But let me tell you, whatever your circumstance may be, whatever the situation is, when the Lord is on the scene, when the Lord comes to your rescue, your valley situation can be changed in the name of Jesus. He asked the question, Ezekiel, God bless you, Hezekiah. He got a miracle too. Hezekiah turned his, thank you, God. God said to tell you to turn your face to the wall and speak to me, and I'll add. Oh, my God. God getting ready to add to somebody's life. God is getting ready to strengthen you the more to make the journey. Oh, bless his name. But Ezekiel, God said, can these bones live? Yes, they can. They can live. Whereas today they're dead. But when God speaks, whatever is dead comes to life. You know the story of Lazarus. Lazarus was stinking in the grave 4 days. Did Jesus come when it happened? No, he did not. He didn't show up, but he was on the way. The man went into the tomb. He was dead, and it was over. And Jesus said, where is he? Where is it? He said, Lord, if you had been here, our brother would not have died. Jesus said, you have no idea of who I am. I am the resurrection, and I am the life. Oh, though he was dead, he can live again. All I've got to do is just speak the word. And the dead man became alive, and he called him by his name. Somebody said, if he'd have just said, get up, everything in the grave would have got up. So he said, Lazarus, come forward. Lazarus got up, and the word of God declares that he came with a, you know, he was bound up. They had him wrapped up. He looked like a mummy, I guess. And he come forth trying to creep out of his grave, all bound. And Jesus said, loose him. And the shackles of death and the binding that bind him up had loosed him. God said, I'm loosing you today from whatever is binding you in the name of Jesus. Can these bones live? Yes, they can. Now you say, well, what do you mean by can these bones live? What I'm saying to you today is that it may not be your bones. But whatever the situation is that seems to be dead and finished, dead and forgotten, the Lord is saying, when I'm in it, I can fix it. Let Jesus fix it for you. If you're on medication, I have nothing against medication, because Peter was a physician and Jesus is the greater physician. Take the medication in Jesus' name, because you can take some medicine that will make you sick. You can take some medicine that do you no good, but take whatever medicine that the doctor has prescribed for you, take it in Jesus' name, and have hope that God is going to work a miracle through the medicine. If you need a walker, anoint your walker in Jesus' name, because your walker is your helper until Jesus strengthens you even the more. Can these bones live? Yes, they can. Jesus can make it possible. Jesus makes the impossible possible. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Give us strength, Lord. Strengthen my mind. Strengthen my heart. Strengthen my body. Let deliverance come in the area that I need to be set free in the name of Jesus. Can your bones live? Can your situation get better? Let me put it to you that way. You might get hung up on the bones and say, well, there's nothing wrong with my bones, but there's something wrong with my mind. There's something wrong with my heart. But can your situation be changed? Yes, it is. Can you in the valley of dry bones, and it seems like there's no life for your circumstances, but the Lord said, prophesy unto these bones and tell these bones to live. Speak to yourself and say, I am better. I am healed by the wound in his side. I am healed by the wound in his side. I'm healed by the wound in my Savior's side. They pierce him in his side. Oh, and they strike his back with lashes. And he said, with my stripes, you are healed. Yes, you can get better. Yes, you are going to be better. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God, for giving us a miracle. Signs and wonders to perform. Miracle of love and grace. Miracle of healing. Miracle of finances. Your financial situation is going to change. It's going to be better. is going to change for the good and not for the bad. I wanted to say it like that. Because I could say your financial situation is going to change, and it can go from up to down, but I hear God saying it ain't going down. It's going up in the name of Jesus. Hold on. A change is coming. Hold on. The move of God is on the way. Dr. Scott, get the song ready. Hold on. A change is coming. The move of God is on the way. God is speaking to your dry bones. God is speaking to your situation. God has spoken, and his word is true. He said, live and not die. Start moving around in the name of Jesus. Oh, oh, I thank God. Woo, I thank God. I thank God for Ezekiel. He prophesied to the dry bones in the valley.
Amen.
The bones had no life in them. But the Lord said, prophesy. Tell your situation, I am better now. I am healed now. I'm waiting on the manifestation so that everybody else can see it. But get it in your mind. I don't have to be like this. The doctor said, I'm not going to get better. But, oh, my God, the doctor don't know that on Christ, the solid rock I stand, and all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. And he said, from sinking sand, he lifted me. God spoke when I broke my shoulder, shattered the shoulder bone completely. And the situation that I have, I'm not supposed to be able to use my arm at all. And God spoke to me in the ER, and he said, whose report will you believe? And I replied and said, God, I'm going to believe your report. Not only am I going to, I already believe your report in the name of Jesus. And God spoke and said, there will be no surgery in the name of Jesus. And it'll be 2 years in May. I have not had surgery yet. The doctor is amazed. My therapist is amazed. He said, I've seen people with your situation, and they've had two surgeries and still don't have what you got. I said, they don't have the Jesus that I have, the relationship.
Amen.
I have Jesus, but my relationship is greater with the Lord. And I talked to him, and he said, there will be no surgery. Oh, your valley situation can turn from the valley to the victory. I got the victory. I got the victory. Hallelujah. I got the victory. Hallelujah. You got the victory. Hallelujah. You got the victory. Hallelujah. Now, let's hold on. The change is coming. The move of God. He's in the atmosphere. Reach out and touch him. Pull him down. The Lord come into me the more.
Amen.
Can these bones live? I'll be with you in a moment. Can these bones live? Yes, they can. Because all things is possible through Christ that strengthens us. Sister Ruby, hold on. A change is coming, for the move of God is on the way. God bless you, Dr. Scott. Thank you for that lovely prayer. It was so moving. It helped me to preach the gospel.
Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God, and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you.
but just holding on.
I feel a breakthrough.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day.
With signs and wonders.
Signs and wonders.
Yes, you're listening to Glory United Ministries. Your host is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, featuring Evangelist Patricia Benneman. And this is Body, Mind, and Soul, which is our first Sunday program. And thank you so much for listening.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles. God's gonna bless you. But just holding on. Looking for your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You wait and see. Yeah. All things are possible to them that believe. Come on, you say.
You've been expecting,
yeah.
Changing your life.
Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Yes, it's time for a miracle. Dear friends, many of you have called us to let us know how much you enjoy this program, and we've had over 1,000 listeners, almost 2,000 listeners, since we began this program back in November. And as you know, not only do we have the program on the first Sunday of the month, but we also have a program on the last Sunday of the month. In fact, the program on the last Sunday is a spiritual service, one designed to uplift, energize, and spiritualize you in that moment. It's called In His Presence, and it is 1 hour of solid preaching and gospel by Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Now, what we want you to know is that it is possible for you to support this program if you choose. Those of you who have internet capability, you can simply go onto our website, glory-u.org. glory-u.org, glory-u.org, and go to the page that says About Us. Not on the first page, but the About Us page, and there you will see some donation buttons. And we will gratefully accept whatever donation you choose to make, whether it's a full tithe, a partial tithe, or just a little bit. You're able to use your credit card. You're able to use your debit card. You can use whatever you want, your American Express, and you can get to us simply by doing it. And if you use that method, then click Friends and Family. That way, nothing will be taken away. And the full amount, whether it's $1 or $1,000, whatever you want to share with us, you can certainly do that. Now, for those of you who would rather send a check, you can do that simply by making the check out to Glory or Patricia Benneman or Gregory Scott. But you can put Glory in there, and you can send it to 386 Walmart Drive, W-A-L-M-A-R-T Drive, just like the store, Suite 7, and that is, then you want to add to that PMB, that's like Paul Mary Bob, 76, Camden, C-A-M-D-E-N, Delaware, 19934. And as you can imagine, to keep this program on the air, it is necessary for us to expend funds. Now, none of what you send will come to us personally. It will be used to fund not only this program, but also the work. And also it will probably fund some of the trips and things and revivals that we will hold on your behalf, hopefully in your community. So once again, thank you so much for listening. Yes, it's time for a miracle. Live in the miracle. Don't expect the miracle. Live in it. Say, Jesus, thank you for this miracle of my life. Thank you for what you've given me. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Some years old, and I looked over at everybody else and I said, Mother, If she can get down like that, I know I can pray. Then I looked over in the other corner. There was a young man in a wheelchair. Y'all asked me what he was doing. Just what he was doing. I said, Lord, what you trying to tell me? He said, Beverly, this is what I'm trying to tell you. He said, I'm trying to tell you this. I'm working it out, and I'm turning it around. Somebody don't believe that, but there's a Hebrew word that is called shoot. Shoot means to make a U-turn. That means the same way I came in, I'm not leaving the same. If I came in here happy, I'm going to leave here happier. If I came in here safe, I'm going to leave here happy. But I refuse to leave here the same way.
Good morning, good morning, hallelujah. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott once again thanking you so much for taking the time in your day to listen to this program, to be with us, to allow the joy and delight of the Spirit to manifest not only in our lives but also in your life. It is truly, truly a blessing. We just heard and had an inspiring message from our beloved evangelist Patricia Benjamin. She sings always the praises of God and is a shining example of the virtuous heart that God requires of each of us. Now, what I want you to remember is that we want to go beyond having faith. We want to know that God is moving evermore in our lives, that we are being continuously uplifted and blessed. Not only are we holding on to God's unchanging hand, we are in God's unchanging hand. That the joy and happiness, that even though there may be struggles, there may be conflicts, there may be trials and tribulations, we have to understand that God and Jesus have gone before us, and they are resolving it. These battles and struggles, They're not ours. We have to be able to say, God, I surrender myself to you. I surrender my life to you. I surrender my struggles to you. There's nobody that can do what you can do. You are truly worthy, and thank you for allowing me to be in your presence. Because, friends, the battle is not yours.
This battle ain't yours. It's the Lord. Think about it. And then start shouting. Help me sing it.
There's no pain, Jesus. They do, according to
And now, James Moore, I'll be praying for you. I'll be praying for you, brothers and sisters. This is Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott. Thank you once again for spending the time with us on this program. Know that God moves in a mighty way, that God moves through our lives, and a move is on the way. We've covered that before in this particular service. We want to thank you. We want to thank God for you. We want to thank God for blessing each and every one of us with the life and death and resurrection of his son. Know that God has granted Jesus and given us the authority in Jesus' name to bless you, to remove from you any and all illnesses in Jesus' name. Know that it is the power of God working with you. If you look into your life and you see that there are obstacles, trials and tribulations, surrender them to God. Say, God, it's not I. It's not I, God. It's you. It is your son. God, I surrender my troubles. I surrender them all. And God, I'm not taking them back. God, they're in your hands. And when they are no longer here, God, I will know, as I do now, that you have taken care of them. And I know that there are things you've taken care of that I can't see, but yet I surrender my heart, my love, my life. I surrender it all to you. And Lord, I am living my life, have mercy, in the arms of Jesus. Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen, amen. Jesus.
There is no
Yes, there's no place I'd rather be than in the arms of Jesus, my King. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Thank you so much for being with us on this first Sunday of March. The program is Body, Mind, and Soul. And we pray that your body has been enriched, your mind has been clear, and that your soul is resting firmly and completely in the hands of Jesus. So thank you, thank you, thank you for listening, and we will end the program right now. Glory United Ministries, Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, and Evangelist Patricia Benjamin signing off.